Hello, listeners, and welcome back to another episode of Fictional Heroism. When I last left our party, they had been wrangled into another mystery by the Ringmaster as Wesley had a dream about a flooding of the city that came from a sinkhole. His party decided to split up two ways, with Peaches and Wesley checking out the lake itself that they were expecting the flood to come from, where they came across a mysterious man in heavy wool clothing walking into the river. And that's where we'll be heading into. Our promo for this week is $2 Creature Feature. It's a Monster of the Week show that's a lot of fun. The Keeper is really good at what they do. And we actually have some collaborations going on with them soon. We hope you enjoy this promo.
Hey, this is Mr. Ray, and this is $2 Creature Feature. We're a Monster of the Week actual play podcast set at Severus Savardi's Traveling Fun Fair, a carnival in the 1960s. We follow the adventures of Dor.
Dora's going to first check to make sure that her army jacket, which is tied around her waist, as usual, is fully covering her gun.
Oh, yeah, you take your gun out with you.
Nemo.
No, stop it. I'm not edible for you. I'm basically a corpse as well, just a cleaner one.
And Sybil.
So imagine an ethereal tentacle sprouting from the middle of your forehead, and on the tip of that is an eye. And it's nothing like that, but it helps you.
Sybil, if it's okay with you, I think maybe I won't imagine that.
They solve mysteries and hunt monsters. We're released bi-weekly on Fridays on your preferred podcast host. And remember, if you see something, slay something.
It's mostly just screaming, jabbering, and just general mad chanting.
Wesley?
What do you got? It's like, yeah, you then just notice the old... You then notice this old man currently
Wesley,
just...
Wait, listen, like, let me respond to that. Come on.
Yeah, no, I was just sort of bringing it up again, I'm sorry.
And he goes, well, yeah. And he goes beet red about it. Because we did make it canon. I mean, it is canon in the last arc that Wesley has a crush on Peaches.
Aww.
I would love to ship all my hunters. If I weren't too busy torturing them.
4K Nola Dose?
Maybe.
I mean, some say torturing is shipping, and shipping is torture.
It tastes... I don't know.
That's why superheroes get together.
I don't know. I thought you were recommending something for dinner.
No, that's why superheroes always get together so fast, because you're in all these high stress situations and you think that adrenaline is affection.
Trauma brings us together.
God, that makes so much sense.
It really does.
So yeah, Wesley's just... Yeah, so you're just seeing this just wrinkly old man just wading into the lake. Or pond, really.
You know, I mean, he's an old man in wool clothes, and we're dealing with a Kelpie. All I can think about is like some, like, you know, 70-year-old angry Irish guy.
Just might be.
So I think after Wesley turns, like, beat red, we hear the old man, and Peaches grabs his arm and is like, oh no, we have to save him.
Wesley says, yeah, let's focus on that. Let's take care of that.
Alright, yeah. So, I'm just going to just say this. You two have taken, like, easily I wouldn't even say like half a minute, maybe, just sort of like looking at the scenery. This guy is actually like, I think he's up to maybe his shoulders? Does that seem fair, or would you guys be like moving faster than that?
It depends on how...
To check.
Honestly, from... this is just me as a writer talking. Depending on how fast he's moving, how deep the pond is, and how... easy it is to walk on the shore of the pond, I guess. I would say anywhere between his knees to his waist, personally, but
yeah. You know. Yeah, yeah, that actually lines up better. So, yeah, he's up to his waist. Are you guys going to go? You guys are going after him?
Yeah.
Okay, so I will say probably going to take an act under pressure from whoever wants to do that.
I assume Wesley is going to go first, but if you're not, I'll do it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Wesley would go first because he did see this stuff in the dream that he had, you know? It's time to use my plus one cool. Lizard. Does going after this count as trying to prevent my vision? You know, like, do I get the plus one forward? Just out of curiosity.
There is in this particular case, no, and it's sort of on a fate, and it's sort of, it's due to background information.
Okay, then that's a 3 plus 2 plus 1.
So a 6.
Then I can try and help.
Cool. Encourage him or something. I don't know what you want to do.
I'll say for now that she's encouraging him. If I also fail my roll, then she probably gets into the water too, and this will be fun. Nope, that's a 10. So yeah, she's motivating him.
All right.
He is. You feel Peach is encouraging you and actually managed to grab hold of him. Unfortunately, heavy wool clothing. You both just dip below the water and are, yeah. It's like, yeah, and it's, as you would imagine, it is freezing cold, and you are just both, it's like, and there's sort of a lesser known fact about going into freezing cold water with heavy clothing and other stuff. Drowning was a notable difficulty I think it was a particular, like, band of settlers, like, a particular type of them, and it was it was, like, English something or other. Basically, they'd often drown a lot because, you know, if you fell in, you had the heavy wool clothing, and, yeah, you basically both just get,
oh,
it's basically
because
getting
wool,
dunked.
The wool absorbs the water, it gets heavier, it drags you down, because you have all that yeah. weighted, slopped clothing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Lizard, you're gonna hate me for this because, I'm gonna pull a Dallas move here.
Hit me.
I am going to roll for my How Are You Weird move.
Oh boy, what is that?
Because I have telekinesis.
All right, we got you. All right, we got a.
Because one of my options for this is that you can fling something bigger than a person.
Cool. Roll it. And you're going to fling the old man?
I'll try to fling me and the old man. Wait a second.
It'll be one or the other. Is kind of the issue.
Yeah, I'll try to fling the old man out of the lake.
Also, I would just like to ask, what are your tags for, like, your net drawbacks for being spooky?
Depression, mood swings, and poor impulse control.
Got it.
I think this kind of fits, you know, I'm panicking with a mood swing.
No. I'm just, keep in mind, those only show up when you fail to roll weird. So in the off chance that it happens, I need to know this.
Okay, well, that's a 10 because it's a 2 plus 3 plus 5.
Yes, so you can... So, yeah, I think that, yeah, so read telekinesis rules real quick. Just sort of like, I think it gives you an option to pick two.
Yeah, if you get a 10 plus, you pick two options and mark one harm as you move it.
Yeah, so what's the options there?
Yeah, something is held, something is hurt, two harm smash, something catches on fire. You fling something larger than a person, you keep it under your control, or you suffer one less harm.
Okay, so you could probably, to fling both of you, you could probably take both, it's like, both of them. You could probably just take the fling of object bigger than a person, as both of you, as both of your options.
Don't think I can double up the options, but I think I want to fling something larger than a person and suffer one less harm for this.
Yes, then you take none.
Yeah.
Cool. So, yeah, so you're flinging the, yeah, so you managed to fling the old man off onto the shore, and you are luckily, yeah, so just, it's sort of a straight, it's almost he's almost catapulted out, really. Like,
you yeeted
this is
him.
Not a pleasant, yes, you've yeeted an old man.
Congrats.
Yeah. And you're still in the water, aren't you?
I am. I'm just trying to get out.
It's like, cool. It's like, cool. Act under pressure real quick.
Oh, no. Oh, no. All right, I'm using a different dice this time. Okay. Okay. All right, that's right on a nubbin. 3 + 3 + 1. It's a 7.
Cool. You are... It's like... Cool. So... It's like, you can... It's like, so... You have two options here. You can keep your head above... You can keep your head above the water, but it'll get a grip on you. Or you can be spontaneously pulled down. You know, it's like, take... And basically get... Basically get be underwater with no air in your lungs. But you won't be... held. Is basically the op. So...
I'm gonna go with the second one.
Okay, so you are pulled straight down, and you actually get to see, and you get a look at this thing. It looks like a monkey, like an aquatic monkey of some kind, ape or something, and it just pulls you straight down. So Peaches, the old man is just ejected from the lake, and you just saw Wesley disappear under the water. What are you doing?
Water? You doing?
I do feel like Wesley underwater is like...
And now you know where he is because all the bubbles breaking the surface.
Okay, I'm going to trust my gut. So I'm going to consult my instincts about what to do next.
Cool.
And that is 11. So on a 10 or more, the keeper will tell you where you should go. Wherever that is, it will be important. You get +1 ongoing on the way to this place. Oh, maybe this isn't the right thing for this.
It will give you, yeah, that'll at least give you a direction of what you, I can give you basically a hint, is sort of okay. What I'm gathering it is. It's like, well, your friend, it's like, well, standard survival rules state that being alone with a threat is not great, but being with company makes the time less miserable. So going in after him is not an awful idea, especially since you aren't in wool clothing, like the just confused old man laid out before you.
Okay. Yeah, I will take off my shoes and dive in after him to try and save him.
Cool. So as you dive in, you see? You see coral, sea life, just all around you, all around the bottom of this lake. There's barnacles, it's like eels, octopus, all sorts of sea life, and a monkey currently, it's like a monkey, a literal sea monkey, currently looking at your, it's like currently locking eyes with Wesley. Wesley, what are you doing?
I think I'm gonna try. Well, wait. Can I catch something underwater on fire with telekinesis?
You only have one way to find out.
I mean, telekinesis is just mental force. It wouldn't be affected by... Oh, yeah, no. That thing's waterlogged. You're screwed.
Oh, no. I mean, I was thinking about using my shotgun. Well, then I guess I'm just going to have to go with a big whammy. Haha.
That's not going to be much use.
I mean, I know enough about firearms to know that the shotgun being completely submerged as it is currently is basically non-functional at this point. You're going to have to take it apart, dry it off, and fix it up.
Oh no.
You roll helmet?
I'm afraid to ask, and yet I also want to know exactly why.
What have you rolled?
2 plus 2 plus 2, so I have a magical backlash.
Oh no.
You feel the sea creeping into your soul. You do not, and the depression, and it's linking with that sort of depressive nature you have. And it is, and you just cannot resist. You feel it, it's like you feel this thing gently wrap its hands around your shoulders and just hold you down against the coral beneath the barnacles at your back. It's like that, and there you are. Peaches, you just sort of saw Wesley just go limp and just let this thing gently press him up against a down into the water.
Well, I want to try and grab him and pull him out of the water.
But this thing is currently on you'll need to get the thing off him first. What speech is gonna do?
Kick the thing off of him.
Kick some ass then.
Oh no, that's plus tough, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh no. That's a 6.
It's like, you sort of swim over to try and... It's like, you sort of swim over to try and get him when... It's like, and just don't notice the... Just don't notice a large... A sizable creep... It's like, just don't notice the... Sizable... It's like, sizable horse-shaped mass that... that just emerges in front of you, and you are stuck to it. And Wesley, you are sudden. It's like you feel the water hit your lungs.
Ow!
And yeah, and you know, and you're suddenly survival just kicks in, and no, and unless and you sort of can feel. So you now have a chance to get out of this thing's grip. It's like. Just looking into looking into its beady black eyes.
You know, I think my best bet is to try a big whammy again. It's my only option at this point.
Go for it.
But I'm not using those dice. I'm going to try using some other dice. Oh!
Yeah, I just switched my dice out too.
Alright, so that is a 12.
What's your modifier?
2, so that's a total of 14.
Okay, so kick big whammy, that just functions as a kick some ass, right?
Yeah, it functions as a kick some ass, only using plus weird. It's too close.
Yes, okay. So
obvious,
what do you
want
to do?
Armor.
So what do you want to use? So what do you want to use as your extra effect?
I am going to pick I'm torn between plus one forward or force them where you want to. Yeah, I think I'm going to go with force them where you want to, where I'm just trying to push them away from me, if that makes sense.
Yes, that works. And that was the exact right thing you do. So you don't even, yeah, so you manage. Yeah, so this thing, you blast this thing away, and as you slam it up through the wall, you manage to actually, I think, get it through the surface where it seems to exit the water, but doesn't seem to come back in despite being shot straight up. You are now free of its grip. And Peaches, it's like, you're currently stuck to the side of a horse.
That is not a good
thing. Yes.
No, it's not.
It's like you managed to actually get a breath in, unlike Wesley. So you arguably have better odds of surviving this. But yeah, what exactly? Say, what do you want to do? Its body is sticky, and that appears to be what's holding you to it.
Can I? As it's like dragging me down, can I like grab a rock or a piece of coral and use that to try and just like pry it off of me / me off of it?
Okay, so you're going to try and grab onto something. That'll work. There's just some seaweed or something that you can grab onto.
Okay.
So, yeah. Roll act under pressure, because you're quite literally under pressure.
Okay, so I also have a move called Just Another Day. When you have to act under pressure due to a monster, phenomenon, or mystical effect, you may roll plus weird instead of cool.
Go for it. This is definitely a weird situation.
So that is a 9.
So you managed to... Yeah, okay. So you can get something to pry your... You can manage to grab onto like a rock or something that could help get this thing off you. However, I think that's unfortunately it. It starts to go deeper. It starts to move deeper into the abyss. It seems to gallop gracefully and quickly into the, ground here, and actually manages to, go past Wesley just a bit. Wesley. You just saw a horse. You see a horse charging into the darker depths of the water.
I think I only got one move I can really pull here, you know?
Go for it.
Telekinesis.
All right.
I'm burning a luck on this.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I am definitely burning a luck on this.
I will note, your lungs are burning right now, so okay. So, yeah. This is the only way that this was going to... I think that luck is the only way you were going to survive this, because you didn't get a good breath. But yeah, so what are you doing? So what are your effects with TK?
So, I'm going to fling something larger than a person, as you can guess.
So, I assume Peaches?
Yep. And... Well... Can I use both, you fling something larger than a person and you keep it under your control to theoretically fling Peaches up?
Yeah, you have control over where she goes.
Okay, so here's my thought. I'm going to use telekinesis to fling Peaches away from the thing and into me.
Yes, yeah. Well, that's kind of how I imagined this was going to go. Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, so...
Peaches! You feel your skin, your clothes, it's like if you've ever pulled like duct tape off really quickly.
Ah.
Yeah, you just that, but it's the side of your body.
I'm just glad I didn't have to like 127 hours this.
Yeah. So you take
I understand
you take
that
a
reference.
Point of damage. You take a point of damage and are flung into the arms of your blue-faced rescuer, Wesley. Who is... Wesley, by the way, I need you to roll Act Under Pressure.
Oh God!
Here we go, folks.
This is how this I is die, folks. Remain... This is how I die.
No, this is to remain conscious.
Ooh.
Because you are drowning right now.
Okay, it's act under pressure. Dang, which stat is act under pressure again?
Cool.
Okay, that's looking like an 8.
Yeah, you take a point of harm, but you are still alive and can thus move yourself up and breach the surface of the water. So yes. You are, I assume you guys are going to get GTFO?
Yeah, we are running.
Yeah, just rapid swimming, quickly swimming away from all the dangers. It tastes like salt water. This is a freshwater pond.
Oh, that is interesting.
So that's another unusual thing.
The salt is the tears of its victims.
Maybe. Anyway, I feel like this is a good place to switch scenes. You managed to rescue an old man, save yourselves in the process.
Quick question. They yeeted the man out of the pool, but that was it. Then they went into the pool. Where's the old man?
He's currently laying in a pile of... Yeah, he can't get up. He cannot get up. He's still on the shore where he ended up. Yeah.
He's tired, he is old, and he's wearing, 60 pounds of wool, sodden wool and clothing.
Yes. So, I am at... Now for the book part.
Huzzah.
So, yes. You can go... So yeah, now, Alistair and Vivian, our second favorite ship of the night.
Oh, we're all going into
water!
We
have the Historical Society.
Sorry. I know. I assume eventually we're going to get near the water.
Oh no. Yeah, that's going to be a thing.
Alright.
Yeah, it is a rickety
historical
old
society.
Building. There's a... It's like rickety old standard. It's like, you know, your standard not nearly funded enough building for a park or things. You know, just basic a house just out here in the woods. Very little signage. They posted the hours and it says that they should have been open for like an hour or so, but the sign on the door says closed. It's like, the lights are on, and you do see movement inside this building.
Okay. I knock on the door.
It's like, you are greedy. It's like... Hold on, I need to flip a coin.
Okay.
Thank you. Cool. You are greeted by a. It's like you are greeted by a, you know, gray-haired old man. You just like opens the door. It's like we're closed. It's like the pond is closed. Go away. It's like go away. We don't have. It's like we aren't doing tours right now.
We're here about the Kelpie.
Where are you? It's like you hear in the back. It was just a moment of just silence. It's like, in. He's just like, get in, come on.
I thought so.
It's like, Dad.
Vivian,
like,
darling,
Dad,
after
you. Dad, what the? It's like, Dad, wait, who are these people? What are you doing?
I will walk in first.
It's like, and you just run. You're ushered into the building, up the stairs, and just, you know. Where exactly were you?
Mm-hmm.
It's like you are without any notice. While a young man with red hair is just left like, Dad, what are you doing? Who are these people? It's just like, and he just like opens the door. It's like in. It's like in here now.
Alistair goes in.
Yeah. Yeah, he closes the door, locks it, inside. Locks it, and then puts a deadbolt in. It's like, okay, who are you? What do you want?
My name is Alistair Renaud. My past is not important, except for the fact that I come from a place where the questionable things in the world are a little more concrete than most of the populace would prefer to believe them to be. And I just let my eyes shift to that of a fox for a moment.
And you?
I'm with him.
Sort of like...
I'm his compatriot in paranormal exterminations.
I would say investigations, but we're splitting hairs at this point.
It's like, well, extermination is exactly what this kind of place needs. It's unfortunate that
kind of
the
figured.
Thing in that the, gotcha. The things in that lake ain't exactly killable.
Oh, my dear. I think we.
Yeah. Roll sharp real quick. Yeah.
That would be a 10.
It's like, yeah, that's enough. You managed to actually notice that he's sort of like looking off at a portrait on a picture on a nearby stand, and you see a familiar looking face.
The child like, from Wesley's dream.
You didn't see that.
Oh.
No, you see the ringmaster standing next to three young men with a smile on his face. He looks human in this picture. Although you can sort of see, although there are inhuman aspects about him that you can see through.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, trust me, it's like the things in this place aren't terribly killable. They only slumber for a good long while. But you're welcome to try your hand at killing them if you want.
So what you're saying is that it's a bit of a circus around here? I'm sure if you had your dear old friends by your side, you might be a little more apt to try this yourself. And he just kind of shifts his eyes off to the picture that the man was looking at.
Tom was a good player. I suppose I should explain who I am.
That might be beneficial for the situation.
I am John McCaffrey. Eh? I am part of an organization that has kept this place well supplied and well out of the way of the standard world. There were once many of us who understood the needs and sacrifices that this situation required, but there's only two of us left, and no one to understand the tradition. The Kelpie Pond is, pond is a ravenous thing. It hungers. It's slumber. But it can slumber as well. We've made many sacrifices to keep it as calm as we can. But it appears that the Ashwood Society is at its end.
Perhaps not. I have a few questions I'd like to ask you when we're done dealing. Now, to business, dear friend. How can we?
I'm going to let Vivian have a chance to do something real quick.
Oh, yes, my apologies. Sort of,
yeah, yeah. Vivian, you're in an office. You appear to be in an office space with many portraits and pictures of things. Do you want to look around a bit? Yeah, well, Alistair does all the talking. I imagine maybe... you're just being studious, as you've ever been.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. Of course. Roll sharp, just sort of notice things around you.
Oh, that is a 14.
Nice.
So...
I love these dice. This is my grandpa's die.
Investigate, you get the... you get one piece of free information from me, just overrolling. You notice that there is... that these pictures are of a group. It's like the Ashwood Society. And that they go in... and that year after... that year after year after year... the group gets smaller. One member's missing, two, maybe three or four. Just all gone. It's like, and it eventually dwindles down till you see the ringmaster. To the picture of these three all standing. It's like these three appear to be. This picture appears to be taken somewhere in the middle of all this, but it would appear that you somehow seem to gather that these three are in the picture are doomed. In some way. It's like that they have been, and that they are the last of this, that they are the last of this society. It's like age, time, accidents, just they've all lost. It's like it appears that the numbers have just been thinning for a good long while.
Okay. So. I have two questions. What is being concealed here?
If you had to guess, there's some kind of sacrifice to this. That's why the numbers keep going down. Yeah, sorry.
That's kind of what I figured.
You now have a confirmation.
I mean, it's better to ask the question than assume and get it wrong.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What happened here? Because we already know what creature it is. I'm just kind of asking about the society, I guess.
You managed to piece together that it's literally... that... these people were... that this is a society that was in the know about the supernatural phenomena of this pond... and for whatever reason spent a good long time, you know, tending to this to whatever lurks in it. They are, it's like, from what he said, you gather that this seems to be the only solution that they've found is this sacrifice.
Is it like an annual sacrifice? Like, would I be able to put that together through the timestamps on the pictures?
It looks like it's annual-ish. Like, there are gaps here and there. It seems to go through cycles. Some years it seems to take... there are more missing. Some years there are less. There's sometimes, like, five-year gaps here and there, but...
okay.
It seems... but you can't seem to find a pattern to that.
I can't seem to, or can, sorry.
It's like, and you also, but you also, yeah. You can't seem to notice, however, you do notice that in that, at the end, you do actually notice some newspaper clippings of missing people, that seem to date back to right after these gaps, like right before they end, is where there is a missing person, last spotted near this pond. Yeah.
Gotcha.
It's like, so, Alistair.
Mm-hmm.
You, yeah, so Vivian, feel free to ask your own questions of him. It's like, Alistair, what are you on? It's like, I imagine there is going to be a roll charm here. Just sort of to get an impression off him.
Sure.
Yeah.
I can charm to manipulate him into giving us some information.
Yeah. I just want to see, like, what he vibes off you, I suppose.
That's true. And since I was completely honest and forward with him, I don't need to do easygoing.
Yeah.
So... well, that's one experience for me. I rolled a 4. Charm is 6 total.
Yeah, he's just like... yeah, you can sort of tell that, like, your little showing that you have fox eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that put him off. Like, he is not going to open up to you. So it's likely, if you want to ask questions, Vivian will likely have to... He'll likely respond to everything Vivian has to offer, but he'll be... give you the absolute minimum. So feel free to ask.
Great.
Oh no, you just
one
sort
charm.
Of
I
plus
so
2 charm and look where I'm at.
Okay.
No. Like what's actually happened is that like he's so suspicious of him and sort of his mentioning of circus and other stuff that it's
oh, that he'll talk to me, probably.
You're sort of like the you're gotcha. Clearly someone he's trying to help you, but in a way that isn't, like, that isn't necessarily going to be terribly helpful to you. You already, he'll already ask and answer honestly, and probably in a way that will likely try and raise suspicion about the strange fox man that walked in with you. So...
okay. So I... guess I will probably, after like kind of looking around and taking a look at the pictures and everything, think Vivian would just walk over to Alistair and kind of put my hand on his shoulder like, I noticed that there's people that are missing in some of the photos. Is there like, you guys have had issues with illness or, you know, I'm really sorry for all the passings that have happened.
Hungering. It, early on, it might have accepted animal sacrifices, but now it wants more. It's wanted more
people.
For a good long while, and we've had to give it to it. It's not pleasant business, but it's what we have to do. Last year, we drew lots, and, and just as before, we lost a member.
Worst kind of lottery. Have you guys made a sacrifice recently?
We were going to tonight, but it looks like there is some way to get sometimes it will trade for others. We were hoping to do one tonight because as of recent events one another has gone missing and we're hoping to bring the boy back.
Another has gone missing? Another of your
Mm-hmm.
One of your own?
Someone
from the town?
We've only ever done our own.
I understand. So, who were you planning on sacrificing
for tonight? Don't know. Me and Ed, we're going to draw lots tonight and see who. We've both got family, you see, so it only seems fair.
How long has this been going on?
Easily 100 years. It came... the Celtic came with us from the old... from good old... from Ireland. It's been and it's been here ever since.
Do you have any books on the Kelpie?
He sort of says, like, grabbing
that nature,
a
I might be able
big
to read?
Stack of books and pulling them out from under his desk and under the table.
Okay. Can I roll to investigate a mystery?
Exactly the kind of opportunity to do that.
Like reading the book?
I think while Vivian is talking to this guy, Alistair's just going to be looking at that picture of him and the Ringmaster, just standing there quietly.
Yeah.
So I rolled a 12, and I want to know what can hurt it.
Yeah,
would I be able to suss that out from the book?
You gather that the sacrifices seem to be able to keep it at bay, but if you really wanted to fight it, you'd need to... It's like, there is a sort of procedure you'd have to go through that is... incredibly dangerous on its own? Like, it's incredibly dangerous because you have to put someone at risk... And then you also now have to fight, and then you have to fight to get to pull it and them back up. So it's sort of if you can get it out of its major weakness is if you can get it out of the water and keep it out of the water long enough, it'll get weak enough. But that's not a short or easy process.
Okay. Let's see, and I get one more question from the list. We know that it's in the water. We know what creature it is. Can I keep that as a hold and carry it forward?
It's what holds are for, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. God, I'm trying to... Yeah.
Okay. So I would probably relay that information to Alistair, call him over and have him look at the book with me, and kind of point about the...
It's sort of
a
tactic.
Is it like a ritual, or
it's really
just a
tactic.
Procedure on how to get it out?
It's just getting the fucking thing out.
Okay. Gotcha.
It seems we have some planning to do.
Alright, yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. So I think Vivian would say we should probably get with the others and see what they found out. John, would we be able to, bring our friends in here and kind of talk about how to figure this out?
Yes, of course.
They're safe. They're not like me, Alistair says.
You seem nice enough, but it's part.
I'll keep an eye on him. Don't worry about
him.
It
just comes with the business. We just don't. I just haven't had great run-ins with.
Believe me,
those like you.
No offense taken. It's just this one picture makes me question things.
Ah, yeah, that one is... He was a good... He was good enough to us. Came with a... It's like... He made a fair trade and didn't... And we did good by him, he did good by us, and we left... And we just we went our separate ways.
I see. He turns to Vivian. I think we should meet up with our friends. We have important work to do.
Sounds like a plan to me. So I guess that we will go and check on our friends by the lake or the pond. And see how they're doing.
Yeah.
Honestly, this is probably a good spot to stop since the others...
A good scene change and we can
off.
Pick up after the commercial break.
Okay. Yeah.
Dungeons & Pop is a tabletop variety show. The campaign you are listening to is a ongoing one-shot reoccurring characters campaign using the Monster of the Week system.